Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. It's so marvelous to know that we aren't changing, or we're not, it's not because of the weather that we change our personalities, or we don't get upset, or we don't get mad, or we don't get happy because of the circumstances. Folks, it's not the circumstances. It's what's in your heart that counts. And I'm so glad that we can approach the throne of grace with confidence, because we cast not away that confidence we have in the Lord, because it is a great reward that we receive in the end. It really is. And we receive that mercy. See, we who deserved hell, we who deserved what we did when we committed sins of all kinds, Jesus took on his back. That's right. And so that word mercy means that what we deserved, Jesus took on the cross, so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Oh, praise the Lord for Hebrews 4, verse 16. I'm living by the word. I really am. Oh, yeah, there are times. I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. Oh, my flesh gets involved. Yeah, we have to live in this body, and we have a soul that wants to outthink the spirit in us, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. Boy, is that not the truth from Acts 17, verse 28. And if you were thinking of listening to Call to Freedom at 10:15 at night, probably by now you know that it's not on. It's on at 9 o'clock. So I hope it's not inconveniencing many of you. The Call to Freedom program is now on at 9 o'clock at night. And that's because Crawford is introducing a prayer vigil, a prayer program, to coincide with the National Day of Prayer in May, so that we can get prayed up. Because if you don't get regular notices to pray, a lot of us don't pray. So that's the reason. So 9 o'clock every night instead of 10:15 for Call to Freedom. And you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on some of those titles and look and see what's going on. And thank you, Chris, for setting up websites. I'll tell you, websites are not easy. And especially when it comes from a website that I had for years that did nothing. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have to redo everything. And I appreciate that so much. Our memory verse for this week is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Oh, I love that verse. Now may the God of peace, not of chaos, the God of peace himself, sanctify you wholly. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus. It tells me that I'm a spirit person, because God is spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. But it also tells me that I am spirit. I live with a soul, because the soul is the reasoning and the thinking and the mind, and it makes decisions. I hope that more and more of us are making decisions with our spirits, but a lot of us are making decisions with our souls. And I got to have this to eat. I've got to have this to drink. I've got to have this to study. I got to go see that movie. And that kind of thing is our mind, and it's trying to take control. And then we live in a body, and that physical physical body sometimes screams, I'm hungry. So we go to all kinds of efforts to fill that body. Oh, praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, in your body and in your soul. Oh, that's so good. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who calls is faithful. Praise the Lord. He who began a good work in you, my friend, will be faithful to complete that work in you. Yes, he will. Yesterday afternoon, I needed to get to a place before it closed. You know how that goes when you're in a hurry. And you want to get to a place before it closes. And I was dashing around in my Highlander trying to get there as quickly as possible. Well, you know, when that happens, there are a lot of detours. And that was, the rush hour was in full swing. And as I turned from one street to another, there were detours and construction and long lines. And I was getting frustrated. I pulled into a parking lot because my back door was not fully closed. And you know, when one of your doors is not closed, it goes ding, ding, ding. And I could have driven till I got to the place I wanted to go, but it was bugging me. So I stopped at a parking lot. As I was turning around, and I know some of you are already laughing, Holy Spirit said to me, oh, he's so good. What are you doing? I stopped and I took a breath. And I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I was really in a state of, I don't know. I hadn't been there for a while. Go home, because what you thought was reason, I don't operate in reason anymore. Wow. What a truth that came into my heart. Go home, because what you thought was reason, and I don't operate in reason anymore. It will be good if you do your errand tomorrow morning when you're fresh. Oh, I've learned not to argue. But God, but Lord, it doesn't work with him. It doesn't. So I wound my way home through the traffic, thanking God that I still listened, even in those anxious moments. Maybe you haven't had those situations when you were in a dither. And that comes from Darren's mother, Lillian Carmack. And dither is high anxiety. You're in a high anxiety. You got to get it done. You got to do it. Then Holy Spirit stops you with comforting words. He is so wonderful and full of hope and love. I love that Holy Spirit says, you were thinking in reason and I don't operate in reason. Because I remember Darren, he thought that he could get as much education as he could get. And he thought a college education, a master's degree, would give him wisdom. When later on, when he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he realized it was Holy Spirit. He wrote this, a wonderful passage about reason. Boy, it just really cuts to the quick. Reason, you have been my guide for so long. Oh, God bless you, Darren. Today it seems you have abandoned me. But now the voice of the heart rules in your place. Refreshing your leaving has been. I hardly miss you. I thought you were my friend, my confidant. But oh, you cheated me at so many crossroads. You tyrant, you. But now the heart rules, dancing, singing melodies so new, so peaceful, so joyful. And it softly says, love, you are here at last. Oh, so beautiful. And I tell you, if I would have kept running around, I was going to Aurora. If I would have kept running around through those streets, I might have wound up in an accident. I don't know. But in stopping to close my door, I heard Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to look for. We need to have spiritual ears to hear. Because our soul speaks of reason. Our spirit speaks of God's wisdom and understanding. So I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. I got the task done this morning. Yes. And it's okay. I'm good. And I want you to know that, friend. I want you to know that peace and joy. We get so hectic in our activities. And oh, all we need to do is a few moments with the Lord. So much of the world is running to and fro, and as the Bible says, and in the long run, not getting much done. And I'm so grateful I've learned enough to listen. He who has ears, that those spiritual ears, let him hear what the Lord says. Praise God for his peace. And that scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 comes back. Now may the God of peace himself, peace, sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take a moment. Selah. I told you yesterday that Denver schools had dismissed Friday. This is not something that I usually talk about on the air, but I was angry. I guess I could tell you I was angry, hopefully a righteous anger, at what some people are doing to our children. And it was dismissed Friday so students could protest ICE. So the Denver schools were closed, and I thought, well, that's probably Denver. And then yesterday, on my way home from the studio, I heard Tom Martino. Now, I know some of you don't think much of Tom, but I'll tell you, he's been in the news for 45 years. He has saved some people $300 million during those 45 years. I heard Tom Martino say that Fort Collins Lesher Middle School dismissed their students. Folks, we're talking about 11 to 14-year-old children who were yelling and screaming, ICE out, ICE out. Nearly half of the 766 students at Lesher Middle School participated in a student-led walkout February 2nd, yesterday, to protest the actions of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Minneapolis and other American cities in recent months. Students filed out the front doors of the school in central Fort Collins at 12:45 p.m. and onto the athletic field behind it, lining the fence along Prospect Road. Now, if you've been in Fort Collins, you know Prospect Road is a busy, busy road. A lot of cars going by. Seeing these kids jumping up and down and hollering with, where did they get the placards? Where did they sign the slogans? Oh, man. Students, you know, were filling that field, lining along the fence, 2 to 3 deep in some cases. And they were holding signs that said, ICE out, no more ICE, and hey, hey, ho, ho, discrimination has got to go. Their number, if you feel like you're led to call Lesher Middle School in Fort Collins, 970-472-3800. Lesher Middle School in Fort Collins, 11 to 14-year-old children. Now, Darren was the superintendent of Fort Collins Schools years ago. He would not have allowed this to happen. No, he wouldn't have. There's no way he would have allowed children to leave their classroom. He would have blockaded the doors. He's that kind of person. No, I'm not going to let these kids go out there and scream and holler. And I can't imagine adults that, well, I'm going to just be talking about that. Again, that number is 970-472-3800. It sickens me to hear what the adults are doing to their children in the name of what? What are they doing this for? And the adults just let them go out and protest. Maybe the adults are grooming children to go out into dangerous places to wreak havoc in our land of the free and home of the brave. Have you thought about that? Adults grooming children? Do they want their children to be in harm's way so they can walk around complacently and pat themselves on the back? In the Islamic world, those cowards train their precious children to carry bombs strapped to their bodies. Do disgruntled people here want to do that with their children? Oh, friends, it's getting to really be a time of great upheaval. And what we need to do is truly pray. I'm glad that Crawford is having a prayer time from 10 to 11. It's important that we pray. It really is. And some of us will get down on our knees, and some of us will sit around the table and pray together. I hope you do. Look what happened at our universities 3 or 4 years ago with organizers tearing down doors, breaking windows to protest, scaring the Jewish community and patriotic Americans. Do these rioters feel that their freedoms are being taken away? Do they want to be like the communist countries? Do you know what the communist countries would do with demonstrations like we've seen in the last few weeks? Oh, they would squash those demonstrators like bugs. Yes, they would. And we've seen it in Iran. I mean, they're serious about putting down demonstrations. I'll tell you, when they're not expecting it, suddenly everything will fall apart. Mark my word. I remember a few years ago when a downtown area in an eastern city, I don't even remember the city, but I remember the lady, and it was exploding with rioters. It's been going on for a while. And this mother came on the scene. She'd been watching TV, and lo and behold, who do you think it was? It was the Lord. Lo and behold, in all this confusion, she recognized her son. He must have been late teens or something. She went downtown. She found him, took him by the collar, and marched him down the street. Oh, what a moment of LOL. And to see more parents like that are really concerned for their children, to go out of their way and say, not my son, not my daughter. They're not going to do that. Oh, Luke 17:2, I gave you yesterday. I'm going to give it again. It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than he would cause one of these little ones to stumble. And I explained that a millstone is a heavy, heavy stone, and you can look it up. Google it. It's huge. It's a huge stone, and if you have a stone around your neck and they throw you into the sea, you're dead duck. In 1 Thessalonians 5, at the chapter where I got my memory verse this week, it speaks about the wrath of God focusing on all ungodliness and unrighteousness and those who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So we got to learn what God desires. We got to learn the truth through the Bible, not through the world. Like Darren thought, you know, if I go and get a master's, then I will have wisdom. No, that doesn't give you the wisdom of God. And in fact, let me turn to 1 Corinthians 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just reminded me. 1 Corinthians 3, and it's verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, you know, getting more education, learning so many AI, all that stuff, boy, I'm going to be wise. Let him become foolish that he may become wise. Let him be as a little child, humble and truthful before the Lord. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasonings of the wise, that they are useless. The reasons, all that college education, friend, it's useless. You can learn from the very Bible, this book that I have in front of me, the things that are important for your life. And so I really impress and encourage on you that you go to the Word of God. You begin to make it your daily reading program. Oh, and where do the parents in this recent protest, where are they? In Fort Collins, I'm sorry, I get emotional and then I can't put sentences together. Are they raising a voice? Do they agree with this outbreak of disrespect? Where is the church in Fort Collins, the true church in Fort Collins? Where is it? Are they rising up and they going downtown or going to Lesher Middle School? Hiding behind a church or saying we don't know anything about it makes me want to give you a lesson in truth and justice, because what your children are demonstrating is telling of what you parents are like. God help you, because if you don't change and bring peace and truth into your house, you have years of grief and sorrow to look forward to as a parent. And then one day you'll say, oh, I don't know what happened to my child. It's on you. It's on you. We just don't have sex and pop out children and then forget about them. No, we nurture them. We raise them in the admonition of the Lord. Jesus himself said that lawlessness would increase and most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, in the full love of grace, approaching that throne of grace in love and truth and knowing that mercy and grace is covering us. Hallelujah. Oh, he who endures to the end will be saved. Jesus mentioned several times that when people reject him or commit unrighteous acts, violence, unholy actions, crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog kind of language, unbending intent, slanderers, they're impulsively wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust and allergic to Jesus. They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, they're animals. Stay clear of these people, it says in Matthew 24. Their doom is hell, where there will be gnashing of teeth. Now, yesterday, I gave you some scriptures on the gnashing of teeth, and these are all scriptures that are said by Jesus. Matthew 8, verse 12 says, but the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness, the sons of the kingdom of this world. That's what he's meaning. The sons of the kingdom of this world will be thrown into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus warns that rejection of his message results in judgment and immense spiritual torture. Matthew 13:41 says, the Son of Man will send out his angels and they will weed out of his kingdom every cause of sin and all who practice lawlessness. And they will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be the separation of the unrighteous from the righteous, of the goats from the sheep on the day of judgment, and the accompanying anguish. So you see examples of this gnashing of teeth declared by Jesus himself. In Acts, when the Jewish leaders heard the inspirational and anointed, Stephen himself gave a message of God's word from Genesis up to the time he was sitting there, and he was telling them about Jesus in every book of the Bible. Oh, this is so good. They were listening to Stephen, but they weren't listening. They were listening, but they weren't listening with their spiritual ears. Did they even have spiritual ears? They were convicted in their hearts, and instead of confessing Jesus, they gnashed their teeth at him. G-N-A-S-H-E-D. They gnashed their teeth at him and stoned him to death. I've heard and seen these signs, death to ICE, let's see, death to the president. What is behind all this? It's hatred. It's hatred for our president. It's hatred for President Donald J. Trump. And folks, this should not be. That's why it's so important that you are ready before Jesus returns. You don't have to get luggage ready or sell your home. All you do is believe and confess Jesus is Savior and Lord of your life, your master, and it's free. It's free. It's free. And that's why I can laugh in the midst of all this entanglement. Oh, he goes on to say, Paul does in 1 Thessalonians 5, now, beloved brothers and sisters, concerning the question of God's precise times and specific seasons, you don't need to write anything to, you don't need me to write anything to you, for you already know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly and as a complete surprise. For while some are saying, finally, we have peace. After this, all this is over with, and we get 3 years ahead, maybe into a new administration. Oh, we've got peace and security. Sudden destruction will arrive at their doorstep like labor pains seizing a pregnant woman with no chance of escape. But you, beloved brothers and sisters, are not living in the dark. I hope you're not living in the dark, allowing that day to creep up on you like a thief coming to steal. For you are all children of the light and children of the day. We don't belong to the night nor to darkness. This is why we must not fall asleep as the rest do, but keep wide awake and clear-headed. For those who are asleep sleep the night away, and drunkards get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, we must stay alert and clear-headed by placing the breastplate of faith and love over our hearts. See, I know I'm protected by a breastplate of faith and love. and a helmet of the hope of salvation over our thoughts. And that's what we have over our thoughts. When you bind a spirit or when you cast down a spirit, you know that God is going to take care of that. I cast down every evil and vain imagination and every lofty thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? True wisdom, true truth, true understanding. That's God. You can read that in Proverbs 7:4. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. He gave his life for us so that we may share in resurrection life in union with him, whether we're awake or asleep. Because of this, encourage the hearts of your fellow believers and support one another, just as you have already been doing. Praise the Lord. It's so important that we're doing what God wants us to do. He is at work in us both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Praise the Lord. So God, Paul here is appealing to you. Be skilled in gentleness, in kindness, in goodness, and stand strong in your faithfulness. Be quick to demonstrate patience with everyone. Resist revenge. See, we're seeing revenge out on the streets. And make sure that no one pays back evil in place of evil, but always pursues doing what is beautiful to one another and to all unbelievers. Let joy be your continual feast. I'm going to give you that number for Lesher Middle School one more time. Here it is, if I can find it here. Lesher Middle School, 970-472-3800. And I hope some of you will really listen and call that school. You have your smartphone there all the time. Just give it a call, 970-472-3800. And you can memorize it and call them and tell them that you are against having children out there in the schoolyard with signs saying ice out. And so I thank you for joining me today. I thank you for listening. And I hope that you will receive that wonderful wisdom and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you guys. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.